Yeah, this one's for you.
How y'all doing, guys? What's up, guys? No need to fear, Slow Dope Saturday is here. Welcome back to the one and only Slow and Throw It, Everything Better in Slow-Mo, the podcast where we talk everything R&B, we slow it down, baby. With me, your host, your girl, of course, BJK, aka Bailey, aka Miss Slow It Down. Guys, on this episode 12, guys, we're going to be talking about little darker stuff. I know the emptiness of feeling numb inside. When your heart is broken, you're too numb to cry, so you turn to pills. I know the feeling. In short, loss. Y'all, we're going to be talking about some little bit darker stuff. I know last episode we talked about emotions and how music, does affect moods and emotions. We're going to dive into that, but it's going to be a little bit of a Miss Slow Downs, dark, slowed up soul, if you will. A little therapy session, y'all. But you'll enjoy and we'll jump into that. So remember, guys, stick around for some live talks and honey shots as well. We got 5 news stories for y'all to let you keep you guys in the loop. Another ASAP update, our boy Rocky, Freedom Mob, of course. We got for the slowed up, the Saturday slow up the segment, I got a good one for y'all, so stick around for that as well. Double Cup Love, the theme I will get into shortly. Y'all will enjoy these 10 bangers for the week from me to you. For Mixtape Madness, y'all, we got a remix edition, guys. We have the freshly pressed album edition. We're gonna be breaking down Floyd's new album, of course. It's beautiful. Yeah, guys, we got a great song for y'all on here, the song of the week. Stick around, stay tuned, let's slow it down. Everything's better in slow-mo, as they do say, guys. R&B is love, so I'ma share it. That's what I love to do. Stick around for this episode. You know what I do. So keep it chopping us up and get ready to slow it down, y'all. R&B is love. Let's slow it down. What's up, y'all? Welcome. This is Miss Slow It Down. Welcome to the Life Talks and Honey Shots, y'all. Let's get into this. Y'all already know this is the news segment, the weekly news, where I bring you guys 5 breaking stories in the hip-hop and R&B world. Keep y'all updated. So let's hop into this first story, y'all. Guys, y'all already know about the ASAP Rocky situation. We've been talking about it. We've been on it. So, guys, Rocky finally went to trial, guys. Let's talk about ASAP Rocky will not take the stand in his trial. A report on August 1st, guys. The reports state his team don't want him to crack under pressure. So, guys, the assault trial involving ASAP Rocky is underway in Sweden on Wednesday. The alleged victim in the case, Mustafa Javari, took the stand. He told the court that he was fearful that Rocky and his entourage were going to beat him to death. As it was noted, Javari suffered from multiple injuries sustained during the altercation. However, Rocky's attorney made it clear that Javari wasn't the only person who was afraid that day. Javari was following Rocky and harassing him. And because Rocky is an internationally and very known artist, there is always the possibility of serious threats against him in public areas. Prosecutors argue that Rocky could have simply ignored Jafari and his friends and turning away from the conflict. But per the video that has gone viral on social media, that's exactly what the rapper and his crew attempted to do multiple times. On Tuesday, TMZ reports that it will be Rocky's lawyer turn to cross-examine Jafari and question him about why he decided to continue stalking the rapper after he was told on numerous occasions to go away. If he was fearful of the men, Buffy's team reportedly want him to find out why Jafari would follow a supposed threat. The publication also states that there was currently no plans to have Rocky take the stand because they don't want him to falter under intense questioning. The sentence for an assault charge of this kind carries a 2-year prison sentence, but it's been reported that prosecutors will seek a maximum sentence if Rocky is convicted, guys. So guys, ASAP, prayers up, hopefully everything, you know, with him making that statement with his crew, telling them to go away, that will help a lot. Prayers up to the mob, free the mob, let's get this going. I'm praying for a good outcome on this one. So guys, let's move on to the next story, guys. Keisha Cole set to give birth tomorrow. It's like Christmas, July 31st, guys, this is a story. The singer isn't shy with sharing her pregnancy journey with fans. In 24 hours, Keisha Cole will be giving birth to her son, which she already has, guys. While this is the R&B diva's second child, it is a first for her boyfriend, 26-year-old Nico Kella. Just before Mother's Day, Keisha announced to the world that she was pregnant by sharing an image of her baby bump on Instagram with the caption, "I am ready for all the love and great energy," she said at the time. Over the few days, the 37-year-old singer has been celebrating the arrival of her baby boy. She hosted her baby shower in an event that was captured by reality television cameras, as it was recently revealed that Keisha and Co. are receiving her BET series with Keisha Cole All In. I had an awesome first week of filming. Keisha Cole is coming back to BET. But at the time, she's bringing something special, a baby special, the singer wrote. The expectant mother was more than excited to share with her followers that by this time tomorrow, the latest addition to the family will arrive. She said, "Tomorrow is the day, OMG, we will have one more to add to the big picture family first," Keisha wrote in her caption of the photo that featured her showing her baby belly alongside her beau, Nico, and her 9-year-old son, Daniel Gibson Jr., whom she shares with former NBA star Daniel Gibson. "I'm nervous, but I'm ready. It's like Christmas, getting one of the greatest of all gifts of all times, and I'm so happy to see, and I'm happy you'll get to see soon." Guys, that was her caption. Keisha's been on her Insta. You can go and look at the timeline of the baby. It's arrived. It's a beautiful baby boy. Guys, go check that out and congratulate her on her beautiful new baby in addition to the family. Let's go to the next story, guys, here. Rick Ross would hop on a record with 50 Cent, quote, if he was still dope, Fifth responds. So July 31st, guys, the two rappers had an intense back and forth beef for nearly 10 years, y'all. Here we go. Once upon a time, Rick Ross and 50 Cent were engaged in one of hip-hop's most prolific rap beefs that lasted for years. When it all began, depends on who you ask, but most agree on things began stirring between the two sometime in 2008. The following year, the pair traded disses in a lyrical battle before Fifth interviewed the mother of Ross's child. There were scathing interviews, cruel images, videos that circulated on social media, and members of their entourages reportedly got into a scuffle. Ross was also sued by 50 for sampling in a club, a case that was tossed out of court by a judge. It's been a few years since the two have taken public jabs at each other, and in light of Rosé hoping to end beefs between his friends, a la Lil Wayne and Pusha T, He said he opposed to collaborating with 50 Cent. If was still hot like he was back in the day, honestly, I'm a businessman, Ross told Big Boy Neighborhood. If 50 Cent still had value, I may have done it, but not being funny. He ain't that dude no more. He added, we was riding through LA smoking to hate it or love it yesterday. That shit was dope. A salute to Cool and Dre. That's Miami who did that production. Game 50, and that was dope. If he was still making music like that, of course, one of my dogs could hit me. Drake could hit me. Ross continued, and say, Rosé, I got 50 on the record. If he was still dope like he was 8 years ago, Rosé will lace that. Cool, because I'm on fire. It don't matter who on the record, Rosé stated. Complex caught up with 50 Cent to see if he caught up with 50 Cent to see what he had to say about Ross's remarks. I don't know what his value to music culture is at the moment, he said, adding, I never made music with him. I don't have interest in making music with him. A lot of these guys, when you make reference to music culture and stuff like that, they're one-track ponies, so they're going to be gone. In hip-hop, they say it's not what you have done. What have you done for me lately, right? So you could get next to the guys that got momentum and try and survive based on that, but it's not a lot going on there. Ooh, shit. So guys, 50 shot back, fired back, Ross stirring the pot again about their beef. So let's see what, we'll see what happens, continuing with their little beef, guys. Okay, the fourth story I got for you guys here, T.I. hopes, a lot of beef here, guys, this week. T.I. hopes that one day Nicki Minaj and Cardi B can collaborate, y'all, one step at a time. There's room for more than one woman in hip-hop to take the throne. That is according to T.I. Delana. Messi has mobile with his trap museum, an art installation that features some of today's most influential top-selling rappers. Most recently, the trap museum landed in Los Angeles, where artists like Migos, 21 Savage, Future, Nipsey Hussle, Rick 2 Chainz, Rick Ross, YG, Pusha T, and of course, T.I. himself were honored. There was plenty of buzz-worthy exhibits within the museums, but one that stood out was a split room dedicated to Nicki Minaj and Cardi B. The beef between those two top chart-topping rappers has been long-standing, even accumulating into the physical altercation at the 2018 New York's Fashion Week. After initially bad-mouthing one another on social media, both Nicki and Cardi have refrained from speaking about each other in the recent months. However, it hasn't stopped their fans or trolls from stirring the pot in an effort to pit these two against one another. In a fight for the throne, T.I. believes there is room for more than one queen to take the top tier title. In the trap museum, there is a regional throne in the middle of the space. One side is painted to tribute Nicki, while the other is dedicated to Cardi. During a recent chat on Instagram Live in a split screen, T.I. shared thoughts about both the two New York rappers. They're both dope, the woman he was talking to said. T.I. interrupted her to agree. That's what I think. They could both coexist. I don't think nothing Cardi do can interrupt nothing Nicki does, and nothing Nicki does can interrupt. You know what I mean? The Nicki Minaj and Cardi B can collaborate on a track together. T.I. said, one day, One Step at a Time, T.I. said it as he laughed. You guys can go check out that clip too. You know, check out the, you know, the Trap Museum. It's really dope. Has a lot of dope artists and influential people on there, and it really, you know, shows out on this generation and how, you know, it is these days in R&B and hip hop. So, guys, let's go to the last story here. We got Drake fully embraces the "oh wow" meme from Chris Brown's No Guidance video. If you guys haven't gone and checked out that video, the dance battle, it's perfect, it's beautiful, it's great. Drake gets in on the jokes. Even when he isn't trying, Drake blesses us with some of the greatest memes. There's an argument to be made that Drake is actually the greatest meme rapper to ever live, but that's for another day. The rapper recently linked up with Chris Brown for the visuals for their single No Guidance, the long-awaited collaboration between two former enemies. Like anything else Drake does, a meme was spawned and circulated across all social media platforms. The rapper has embraced it, y'all, though. He shared the 2-second clip on his social media account, while painting a picture of a woman he usually dates. Her, oh yeah, I've been before, because one of my guy friends lives there, me. He captioned the post, although the superstar, Drake, is still as petty as the rest of us. So y'all can check that meme out on his Insta. Alongside from memeing himself on Instagram, the rapper still making some big power moves. Earlier this week, it was announced that Drake teamed up with LeBron James for the Canadian arms of you interrupted. The two will be bringing the video content to Canadian viewers. Uninterrupted has been an incredible platform for athletes to tell their stories and connect with fans. I'm honored to partner with LeBron James to bring Uninterrupted to Canada, a country that continuously supports innovation and creativity, the rapper said in a statement. Keep your eyes peeled for more information on that. So guys, we got memes here, we got the beef, we got the more beef, we got, of course, ASAP updates, guys. That is the 5 stories I have for y'all for Light Talks and Hitting Shots. Hope y'all enjoyed that. Stick around for some Double Cup Love Up next, guys. It's Miss Slow It Down, and I say, let's slow it down. Thank y'all. I hope y'all enjoyed. What's up, guys? Welcome to the Saturday Slow Up segment we have for each episode, guys. This week, I wanna just say this first. This is a song for when you feel nothing could help, because I promise this will. I know some scars never heal. You know, I kind of just wanted to talk about, of course, I said this was kind of going to be a darker, you know, type of episode, because this was, you know, talking about kind of me, how I, you know, last week's episode was more about, like, the science and shit behind, you know, how music really does affect your emotion. For me, I've always used, you know, there's a song, I got a song for everything, you feel me? I got a song. I listen to, you know, my playlist is either really for real, like, I got the, you know, of course I got the, I can't play it around anyone because it's fucking music, you know, or I got the, you know, the slow jams is, you know, heartbreak bangers, or I got a little hood in there too, but I'm the, you know, slow jam nummit, sad type of queen music, other than R&B thug, But guys, I really do. I express emotion through music. I always have music on. It doesn't matter, you know, what time of day it is. I got a speaker, I got it on. I got headphones, I got it on. In the car, I got it on. Does not matter. I need music. If it comes out, it's on repeat all the time. You know, I have, you know, the style I love. That's real. You know, that's why I love R&B music and, you know, finding artists like this that, you know, like Fora, you know, Tory Lanez, Bryson Tiller, you know, we got Drake, all those guys. Everyone makes those songs that you can find something to relate to. And, you know, you go through, you know, we all have life struggles. We all have battles. Whether it's, you know, everybody struggles differently, guys. You know, abuse struggles with the substance abuse and having your heart broken and kind of mental health. Mental health is a big thing here. It paints a picture for me. Thinking of music and when I listen to this type of music, you know, a lot of these artists do touch on mental health and, you know, in this world, like, so many people can hurt you and it does affect your mental health. And what do? You know, for me, let's just talk about my story for a minute, not to get too personal, too crazy or deep or anything. But you know, I do have a couple, you know, some mental health issues. You know, I'm not ashamed of it. It who makes me, you know, it's just something I deal with. But it has led to a little bit of a substance abuse, you know, and I'm not, you know, I'm never glorifying, listen to me right now before anything, I'm never glorifying drug abuse, I'm never, trying to do that ever, I'm not doing that, I will never do that, if that's what you think I'm doing, you're completely off, never glorifying it, never glorifying having a mental health issue either. I just think speaking about it is important, and I think they really do go hand in hand, because, I mean, when you're, you know, feeling a certain type of way, you know, you turn to something to make you feel or make you not feel, and that turns into, you know, a vicious cycle, and you know what, that's something I go through. But I also have a good cycle of addiction from music, because I do have an addiction to music, and it's the only thing I, you know, that's that makes me happy and that's healthy for me, you know. I think I've always been this way ever since I was little. I honestly have. You know, if you look at my Facebook posts, there are always quotes from songs because I was sad because someone didn't love me back, you feel me? Back in the day, it was so simple like that. You know, these songs, this kind of music, the music I love and the things that have really helped me, things I'm going to talk about, you know, they've been there, they've spoke to me, I've heard them, I've listened, I've, you know, it made me feel like in that moment, like, in every moment, like, oh, wow, like, I'm not the only one feeling this, like, or, you know, it's just wonderful when you're listening to a song and you're like, wow, they just took that right out of my mouth. Like, it's either wonderful or you're like, wow, they took that out of my mouth, but it's a bad situation. You know what I mean? Like, there's been so many songs that I've been in a certain area or place in my life. And this song, I listen to this song and I'm like, wow, this is me. You know, and I think there's beauty to that, you know? I mean, listen, I'm not doing this to be like, oh my God, I'm so sad all the time. Because I'm not always sad. I know I have things in my life that are struggles, that are not only struggles, that are just part of me, that are part of being a human, that other humans go through. I'm not the only human that feels these type of ways. I'm not. And there's proof, because there's music. People write music to evoke emotion, to show the emotion in that song. If I'm gonna write you a song to make you feel, you know, happy, I'm gonna put, you know, situations of happiness in life, you know, maybe make the beat a little more upbeat, you know, put, you know, highlight on stuff like that, like, you know. And if you're gonna write a song about something you're going through in real life, you're gonna put the truth in there, and that's the beauty of listening and, you know, getting this kind of music in the way I do, and having it touch you in an emotional way, not just like a way music always does, but in a certain type of way where it's just like you don't feel so alone, because, you know, you can feel alone in this world, like, and listening to this and hearing someone else's story, maybe it's not exactly the same, of course it's not going to be, but it's, you're like, wow, okay, well, I felt that, so all it means is you're not dumb, you're not stupid, you're not crazy for having this, feeling this way, or being in this type of mindset, or, you know, doing things, you're just a human, and that's all it comes down to, and that's all I'm saying. And I always want to shed light on mental health and substance abuse and, you know, finding a good way to kind of guide you through that. And I think with music, I've done that. You know, definitely some things that have gotten me through. You know, I've been a big, you know, I've always been an emotional person. So, you know, I always got sad music. My mom always says, you always even play sad music, but, you know, I find value in a different type of respect for these kind of records and songs and albums and projects, whatever it may be, that have a way of speaking this kind of story. And I think, you know, some of the big ones for me, of course, Drake. You know, I've always been, you know, versus in love, you know, I've had my heart broke for a long time, so I find comfort in these albums and projects and songs that, you know, can speak these, like I said before, Redemption by Drake, you know, I can relate to that one a lot. I put that one on a lot. Marvin's Room, Take Care of the Whole Album, I put on a lot, because it brings up a lot of, you know, different situations in, you know, love and the heartbreak of love, but, you know, I relate to a lot of those, so he's definitely one of my go-to guys. You know, recently, I've been on for a, you know, the way he writes all his music, from his old stuff to now, everything, I love his style, the way he writes it, he puts all his, and you can hear the emotion in this dude's voice, amazing, amazing, talented artist. This guy just dropped Bury Me With Dead Roses. You guys, the track Love Yourself, you know, he speaks a lot about, you know, the things I am, mental health, you know, drug addiction, you know, being kind of stuck in this sadness, in this kind of bad place, and, you know, people are starting to notice around you, and, you know, when you're famous and stuff, it can, you know, project, and we've seen that through the years with everybody, you know, with drugs and stuff, and, you know, I mean, I can see why, because, you know, if I could find a way to feed my, you know, addiction, I get, you know, I would. And you know, I'm not glorifying anything, I'm just speaking to you guys about how these kind of emotions I put through this kind of music. And Bryson Tiller too, of course. I had a girl, this girl, I'm not gonna say her name, broke my heart about, geez, it's got to be at least 4 or 5 years ago. Still ain't over it. Still, I'm kind of stuck in my ways, I guess, with it. You know, it's one of those zingers. So, really, any type of, you know, heartbreak sting track, you know, I'm on. True to Self came out, and definitely every song on there, you know, one of the biggest ones that made me laugh about it, because in my situation, which again, I'm not going to say any names, but the situation would be, you know, we would not talk, and then I'd get hit randomly, and I'd end up there, you know what I mean, for the late night. So the song that really got me from True to Self is We Both Know, the end when you said, you say that shit, then turn around, hit my line, say goodbye, fuck on you one more time. Yeah, we both know this ain't one more time. We both know. I try to act like I'll be fine, but I won't. And I never am, because it would just fuck me up when I go here. But I remember that song every time. I was like, damn, that's so, the whole thing is so relatable. Teach me a lesson. You know, even Rain on Me, the intro, slapped hard, like, can't get through. And that time I was going through it rough with her, you know, it's always an up and down. Of course, Mac, every Mac project, I find something, because he did struggle also with addiction and, you know, mental health, depression a little bit, kind of sunk into a, you know, weird place in life. We all do. You know, Faces by Mac, definitely. He even has a tweet that states, I was not on planet Earth while making Faces, nowhere near. And, you know, that whole tape definitely takes me somewhere. And, you know, it has, you know, every track has a place. And I can relate a story to it, which is the most beautiful thing about music. You know, and all these artists and stuff, I always talk about these guys, so I don't even have to go through a list right now. It's just everything I share with you guys, R&B, you know, every genre of music has emotion, it has these types of, you know, struggles in life, or, you know, places, you know, addictions, heartbreak, whatever, you know, every genre has that. And I think that's why music is so helpful, and why it really is, like, kind of like an escape, or, like, you know, something as to say is, like, a comfort. Because, like, when I listen to that shit, yo, I'm like, oh, yo, okay. And I'm feeling this type of way, so I want to listen to this, because I feel like I'm, you know, I'm usually alone, and, like, I'm not necessarily good at describing or telling you how I'm feeling. I'm not good at that shit. I'm not good at feelings, guys. So instead of, you know, being there like, hey, I'm feeling this way, if you hear me listening to a song, sure shit, you know, that's how I'm feeling. You know, there's days too where I'm feeling myself, I'm feeling good. I'm feeling like, hey, I'm still that shit. You know, I'm that G. And I got them bangers on, you know, them hits, that got you feeling yourself, you feel me? And, you know, I play those every day too, because, you know, I have feel-good days all the time too. But, you know, when it comes down to it, if I get into a certain mood or something happens, I got them tracks always on lock that are always going to be there, that have been there, that sat there, that listened, that I felt, that they felt, that, you know, and you're just not alone in that. And it's beautiful. So it's never, for one, for this segment, guys, not just about me and my situation, but never feel like you're ever alone, because you're not. We all go through different things. We all end up in different areas of life, and some areas are darker than others, or we shine higher in other places, and some we don't. Some we're stuck in this, you know, cycle, or, you know, this little rut in life, and you'll get out of it, you know, but it doesn't matter what you do, you know. And we're humans, we make mistakes, so if you use the wrong thing to get through it, then you do. You face your shit, and you face music, you feel me? And you get through it, and no matter what, you're still a human being, and you're still, you know, part of this earth. So, you guys, remember, music is just a beautiful, glorious thing to bring us emotion, and love, and joy, and connect us, and, you know, it's a message, and, you know, I'm always thankful for that message. I have been my whole life. I've used it. That's just the kind of person I am, and even with these struggles in life, you know what, I'm gonna still get through it, because I got this music behind me, and I hope y'all find some, you know, peace and joy and in what you listen to, and find something in what you listen to, and take it and just know that, hey, I'm not alone, or hey, someone knows how I feel. Like, not exactly, of course, but you know, it's not, you're not alone, and that's how I feel. Music is always there for me. It listens. I listen. And in a way, it's been like a therapist to me. And so I just kind of wanted to talk to you guys about that one. This episode was supposed to be a little darker. You know, me kind of explaining my, you know, situations and real songs I've used to get through. And the Double Cup of Love songs, guys, all these songs I still listen to, you know, to get through stuff, because they do speak things that I can't put into words, that I can't, you know, I'm not good at putting emotions into words, so I'd rather just listen to a song, and, you know, so yeah, I just kind of wanted to talk about that a little bit, guys, and just remember, if you guys have any type of mental health issue, go get help, don't be silent about it, there's always help, there's always things that you can do to better it. Mental health is so fucking important, guys. It's so fucking important. I can't stress that enough. I know this is a music cast, but since it's a little segment, get on the serious side, guys. But remember, you can find beauty and the beauty in life from music, you know? And it will keep you going and keep your head up another day, keep you going. And, you know, that's a beautiful thing for me. So I just want to shout out to every artist, every song that has got me through something. You know, my vices, my struggles, my downfalls in life, my ups in life, music has always been there. So I just want to give a quick thank you and so much love for those records and them tracks and those projects and those artists that have put that out there so vulnerable like that, in a way to speak to me, you know what I'm saying? So, guys, I hope you guys enjoyed this. The Saturday slow up segment, guys. Just remember, this is a song for when you feel like nothing could help. Yeah, cause I promise it will. I know that some scars never heal. Sometimes pain is all that we feel, but that just shows you you're real. Alright, so don't be ashamed of pain. Embrace it and take it and make that shit your bitch. Alright guys, I hope you guys enjoyed that little inspirational The Saturday Slow Up, and I hope you guys enjoy and utilize music as much as I do, and find love and joy in it as much as I do. Yeah, that's kind of my little segment for you guys, and stick around for the next segment, which is some Double Cup Love. You guys will be hearing those 10 songs, which I've used and still do use in my days to listen to on rough days and good days, bad days, whatever days. Remember, guys, R&B is love. That's why I love to share it. Music, you can find love in it. You can find everything in it. And you know what? Take that shit and run. I hope you guys listen to a song today that makes you smile, takes you somewhere. Remember to keep your guys' heads up, and R&B is love, R&B is life, keep it alive, enjoy, listen. I hope you guys enjoy this podcast, and yeah, stick around for some more slow and throw jams, guys. Dismiss, slow it down, and I'm out. Keep it G, guys. Thank you. Double cup love, you the one I lean on. Feel it for a fix, then you should really get your fiend on. Yeah. Sup y'all, welcome back to the beautiful segment Double Cup Love here, guys, where I give you guys 10 bangers for the week, either with a theme or without. This week's theme is, I know what it's like to lose yourself. Slow jam moment, guys. So with the theme this week, these are 10 songs that have helped me through, you know, real life situations. This week, you guys, we're going to like a darker side, kind of, you know, don't want to get too personal, but still want to be real with it. So these are 10 bangers that told my my story. You guys know I like to, you know, use music to show my emotion or how I'm feeling in the moment or the time, whatever. So yeah, guys, these 10 are gonna relate to something, you know, struggles I go through. You know, we've all been through heartbreaks, of course, and, you know, letdowns. Maybe you're struggling with something a little bit crazier, you know, maybe some, you know, drugs, a little bit, you know, and I did face that, you know, I do struggle with that, but you know what, I'm a human, and I'm not scared to say that to y'all. Alright, so, these are kind of the 10 songs that were there and kind of helped in a way, you know, present that emotion and, you know, tell my story in a sense. So guys, at number one, Double Cup, guys, oh, well, before I start, this week's Double Cup love list, drum roll please, but, right then, at number one, guys, we got The Re-Up by Belly featuring Nav. Now guys, this song relates to me. I love Belly's lyric at the end, you know, got a hell of a habit, take another one out of the tablet, is there heaven for a savage, but he does say in one part, I'm crazy, but maybe I'm torn inside. I'm talking about drugs like I glorify it. The truth is that I'm fucking horrified. I only slept twice in like 40 nights. You know, I relate to that. You know, going through, you know, substance abuse or abuse with stuff like that. You know, I mean, it is terrifying, and by no means is I'm trying to glorify it in this episode either. But you know, speaking about it isn't a bad thing. At number two, we have Who Sees You by After the Party. Also another one to do with, you know, says, like, drugs on my mind, pills in my mouth, line after line, I feel alive, it's been 8 months since, any sober night, any sober day, oxygen away, Oxycontin lace, stuck in my waist, can't feel my face, levitate and say, you know, I just love that he expresses it that way. You know, it's been eight, so, you know, because it's been a minute too, and, you know, relatable. At number three, guys, okay, special here, I put Faces by Mac, the whole mixtape, guys, every song on there, there's a song for everything on that mixtape, go check it out, this is a bonus for y'all, Faces by Mac Miller, the whole tape, guys, go check it out, this is a first for Double Cup Love, go. At number four, we got Leave Me Alone. This is a two-timer slash Why by Jordan Hush. I think I spoke on these before. You know, these have to do with love, people leaving you, breaking your heart, being the one who loves too much. Number five, we have Blame by Bryson Tiller. It just came out. It's fucking amazing. If you haven't listened to it, who are you? At six, we got a two-timer again. We got Loving You slash Worst Luck by Black, our boy Six Lack. At number seven, we have If I Could, I Would Feel Nothing by Black Bear. At eight, we got a three-timer, Jaded, Redemption in My Side by the Boy Drizzy, you already know. Nine, we got number three, threesome again. We got Feel, Lost, and Love Yourself by Fora, the boy. At number 10, we got a two-timer, Till Dawn, Here Comes the Sun, in Real Life by The Weeknd. Now, guys, this is those. The 10, you already know, go like the Facebook page to get, you know, the list will be on the page, make sure you have that like so you can go listen to these bangers, and the Faces mixtape by our boy Mac, of course. Also, I want to say, I know I already listed this song before, I didn't want to double time it, but Like I Do by Whit Lowry and I'm Sorry by Lucas, Joy Noir, you know, those are two songs too that also speak a lot. You know, when you get in your head, those songs can, you know, you relate to it, and, you know, these are the songs that, you know, have been there, that you felt, that they've spoke to you, you've felt it, you've lived it, you know, every time I hear these songs, I'm like, wow, how they get in my head, you know, and there's something, you know, a little bit more than love when, a song that does that for you. So yeah, those were the 10 for this week. This week's list of, you know, Double Cup Love was a little bit crazy. We had some triples, some doubles in there with some songs, guys. We had a whole tape to go check out. So guys, go make sure you guys check those 10 out. Remember, this week was the Slow Jams Nummit. Remember, we're going a little dark this week, but I hope y'all enjoy those. Remember to go like the official Sloan Throat Everything Better in Slow Mo podcast page on Facebook. Every week, I will have the list of the 10 Double Cup songs up, so you guys can have them right there and available for you. So guys, enjoy, and go give these a listen, and let me know what y'all think. And let me know what songs helped you guys through some situations, you know? Let me know in the comments. Let me know which song has a place in your heart. Which one has, like, taken the words right out of your mouth. Let me know, y'all. And stick around for some Mixtape Madness, y'all. And keep it slow, guys. Double Cup Love. You the one I lean on, baby. Stick around, guys. Keep it slow. What's up, y'all? Welcome back to this lovely segment of Mixtape Madness, y'all. Guys, I got a remix edition this week for y'all. It is freshly pressed album edition. We are doing Bury Me with Dead Roses by our boy Fora. So let's get into this one. It's good. Alright, so Fora drops a new independent album. Last year, Fora made a hell of an entrance with his arrival of Love Is Hell. Love the album as well. Love Is Flow in general. Less than a year later, the Anaheim rapper has returned with a follow-up. This time around, he boosts a new setting, making Bury Me with Dead Roses his first full-length drop since walking away from his major label deal and, you know, going into his, walking into his independent career. Y'all know he left Warner, so, like, I think about a year or two ago or something like that, I believe. So this project was preceded by its fair share of singles, that all served to underscore the young rapper, strengthening the bond with his fan base in the process, guys. So, you know, very important to him. Keep that strong. So this is Forrest said, stating about the album. We all love too hard and hurt, and we all have demons, he says in reference to the project. He also stated, we all want to feel something, we are all lost, but never let your past hurt your future. Struggle inspires growth and change comes when we least expect it. So guys, Bury Me with Dead Roses is his third studio album, but his first independent project since stepping away from Warner Bros. The 16-song project is about growth and change. Bury Me with Dead Roses is an album about the beauty and life, the beauty and pain of life, for explained in a statement. It's an album that I depict as the death of an old me and the transformation of a new me, he states, including this, the singles Forgive Me, On My Way, and the Nipsey Hussle tribute, The Dream, all great songs. The album is brimming in emotional ebb and flow, something Fora notes he has embraced. He states, I feel like the album, I'm always trapped between being happy or depressed. There's never any middle ground, he said. This is an album of my deepest fears and my highest people. So, you know, Fora, if you are a fan of Fora, you guys know his music. It's always been very deep, very personal, and he's not afraid to go there. So, the coming of age story is one that he hopes will resonate with his fans. You know, as before he stated, we all have demons, we all want to feel something, but struggle inspires change, and change happens when we least expect it. So it was released on July 26, 2019, this being the third studio album, first independent, guys. Singles, of course, Forgive Me, On My Way, and The Dream. Shouts to our boy Nipsey. The track list, guys, for this album, the 16-track project, is on my way. Like a drug. Anything you need. Love yourself. Blame on me. All these thoughts. Te necesito. I need you. That's the translation. Just you. Alive. Forgive me. Never know. Lost. Back to you. Where did we go wrong? How it feels to feel nothing. And the dream. Guys, all these tracks are amazing. Definitely I'm in love with Love Yourself. It's just a different vibe, but it's still, you know, it's just, you guys need to check this album out. Seriously, it's beautiful. Yeah, I have a lot of favorites on this album. Of course, I'm On My Way, Forgive Me, Never Know, Lost, How It Feels to Feel Nothing, and The Dream. You know, all those are, everything is great on there. The producers on this project are Azariel, Boy Fitty, Casanova Beats, EG, Lex Nor, Lil Coffin, Lemoyd Beats, Native Beats, Scott Storch, of course, and Young Taylor. So the label, guys, remember he walked away from Warner. The label is Yours Truly Records, which he has been working with for quite some time, and that is his. So our boy's doing his thing. So before, guys, the albums Fora has, you know, Yours Truly Forever, that was released August 18th in 2017. Love Is Hell was released October 5th, 2018. Burying Me With Dead Roses was released July 26th, 2019. He's been dropping every year steadily. Mixtapes, Still a Kid was released November 18th, 2012. One Life to Live, released July 1st, 2013. Sincerely Yours, released May 18th, 2014. Angels with Broken Rings, released October 11th, 2015. And With Love was released October 11th, 2016. The boys got one EP, Extended Play, guys, with Nights Like These, released December 10th, 2014, which he also dropped a mixtape that year too, guys. He's on it. So Fora's musical style can be defined by, he says, by these two producers, Escoop and Anthro Beats. His dad was also a big influence on him to pursue music. On the 2015's track The World off of Angels with Broken Wings, the mixtape, he calls J. Cole, Hobson, and Logic being the only rappers he likes. I just kind of want to add it in his style because I love his style and it's very true. He's so young, but he's still got this major. He knows how to express his emotions and flow in a way that's relatable, but also super fucking tight, you know what I'm saying? He's written 8 albums, all relating to his past and present struggles. So personal, very deep stuff. The genre's always been hip-hop. He started in 2010. He's a rapper, producer, and director of his music videos, y'all. And the labels, you know, he was on Warner Bros. He left. He's been independent now. And Yours Truly Records, his own thing, you feel me? So, guys, that does it for Mixtape Madness. I hope you guys go check out this album. If you guys haven't checked out Fora before, he's super tight. His style's dope. Really, guys, go enjoy this new album. It's out, available everywhere. This is the track, Love Yourself. I'm gonna play it for y'all. Hope you guys enjoyed that Mixtape Madness remix edition. Thank y'all for tuning in. Remember, keep it chopped, never ever slopped, and keep it G, guys. Enjoy. They say if they really love you, then I'll never forget you. They say that all the people with gifts are born with a curse. Everything I try, I feel like it never works. I'm either fighting myself in my head or fighting my family like nobody understands me, and holidays are the worst.
worse, cause it seems like the world's smiling without me. I know what they say when they talk about me. I know they look at me, wish I was gone. I'm a mess, I'm depressed, but fuck it, I say it proudly, cause that's what makes me, and nobody's perfect, but I keep on going, hoping it's worth it. I'm still fighting all these demons in my head. I'm never really alone, cause they'll be with me till I'm dead. Don't get me wrong, this ain't a love song. It's a song about loving yourself. It's not a song for the radio. It's a song for you when you feel nothing can help. Don't get me wrong, this ain't a love song. It's a song about loving yourself. It's not a song for the radio. It's a song for you when you feel nothing can help. Cause I promise this will. No matter how heartless you feel, deep inside there's always a little light. You can still be who you wanna be. Trust me, it's never too late. And I know how it feels to be judged by all your mistakes. They pointed all of your flaws, throw that shit in your face. That shit is weighing you down, feel like you can't get a break. Yeah, I know. Trust me, you ain't the only one. In a world full of people, we just the lonely ones. The hurt ones, the lost ones, the crazy ones. And I know that I had a heart till you gave me one.
What's up, y'all? This concludes another beautiful slowed up Saturday, guys. I hope y'all enjoyed this episode. Of course, we went a little darker this episode, but I hope y'all enjoyed that. Go check out our boy Fora's new album, Bury Me With Dead Roses, out, available now, streaming everywhere. Remember, go check out the 10 double cup love songs I gave y'all. And don't forget to go give the official Sloan Throat Everything Better in Slow-Mo Facebook page a like, so y'all can get each week's list of double cup love. The 10 songs will be on there for y'all, available right there, so you don't have to go back and keep playing through. They're all right there for you guys. You guys will get updates to hear what I got to say and stuff like that. So go like that page for me if y'all haven't already. I hope you guys enjoy those 10 songs for the week. I hope you guys enjoyed the Saturday slow up. Segment was a little more personal, a little more like in depth. And I hope I didn't go too deep. I don't think I did. I just want to let you guys know, keep it real with y'all, because that's what it is about. And to do that, I gotta do that. And we're just in a place where we're all lost, and there's things that can help us be found. And you know, remember guys, also to check out some of these mixtapes I talk about, the two apps, DatPiff and My Mixtape. They are two free apps on Android and Apple. You can search any mixtape ever and find them. Go download those, guys. Check out the Double Cup Love list, guys, and tune in for every episode, new episode, every Saturday. No need to fear. Slowed Up Saturday's here, guys. Tune in. I will see you guys next Saturday with a new episode with new bangers, new music, new jams, and another Saturday to slow up, guys. I hope you guys enjoyed. R&B is love. I love you guys. Thank you guys for the support. Enjoy, y'all.